This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A powerful blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast, which took place in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. It damaged 3 to 4 other vehicles and injured pedestrians and people travelling in auto rickshaws. Mr. Shah said teams of the Delhi Police, NIA, NSG and Forensics have started the probe and the exact details of the blast would be unearthed soon.
NSG और NIA की टीम FSL के साथ अभी गहन जांच करने का शुरू किया है. आसपास के स्थान के सभी CCTV कैमरा और बाकी सब चीजों की जांच के आदेश दे दिए गए हैं. मेरी CP दिल्ली से भी बात हुई है, स्पेशल ब्रांच के इंचार्ज से भी बात हुई है.
Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said earlier that a slow-moving vehicle stopped at a red light in the area near Red Fort Metro Station and the explosion occurred in that vehicle. Delhi Police has registered a case under various sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, Explosives Act and Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation in the wake of the blast and spoke to Home Minister Amit Shah. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the blast in Delhi. In a social media post, the President prayed for quick recovery of those injured. In a social media post, the Vice President extended his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. The second and final phase of assembly elections will be held in Bihar today. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Director General of Police Vinay Kumar said that from a security point of view, the borders adjoining Nepal and the interstate borders with Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Jharkhand have been sealed and regular patrolling is underway. Elections for the first phase were held on 6th of this month, which witnessed record turnover of about 65%. Counting of votes will be taken up on 14th of this month. By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held today. These constituencies are Budgam and Agrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Kachula in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarntaran in Punjab, Tampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November along with Bihar Assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu will attend 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. Earlier this year, in May, Angolan President João Lourenço had paid a successful visit to New Delhi. He had then extended an invitation to President Murmu to participate in the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence. Addressing the Angolan Parliament, President Murmu said that India had consistently supported the Angolan freedom struggle. Later in the day, President Murmu will proceed to Botswana for the second leg of her visit from 11th to 13th of November. She will hold bilateral talks with her counterpart, President Duma Boko of Botswana, on a range of issues. In shooting, Samrat Rana clinched the men's 10-meter air pistol gold at the ISSF World Championship in Cairo yesterday, becoming the first Indian to win an individual air pistol world title. Rana won the men's 10-meter air pistol gold with a score of 243.7, edging out China's Hu Kai by just 0.4 points. 22-year-old Rana became only the 5th Indian shooter to win a world title in an Olympic event, joining the elite list of Abhinav Bindra, Rudraksh Patil, Tejaswini Sawant and the mixed team pair of Shiva Narwal and Isha Singh. Top Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and H.S. Pranoy will lead the men's singles challenge at the Kumamoto Masters in Japan starting today. Olympic semi-finalist Lakshya Sen opens against local star Koki Watanabe, while Pranoy faces Malaysia's Long Jun Hao in the first round of this BWF World Tour Super 500 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.